Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I am thrilled to have back a guest again, Ed Steelstra of Nature's Kennel, Sled Dog Adventures, and Iditarod Racing Team. And that's a hint as to what you've just done, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm up here in Nome, Alaska with 12 healthy, happy dogs and kind of just celebrating and relaxing a great magic carpet ride down the trail.
Well, and let's do a little background. We talked to you when you were about a week away from heading to Alaska for the Iditarod this year. You have now finished. When did you start and when did you finish?
I started almost 2 weeks ago, and it ended up being a total of, I think, 10 days, 18 hours on the trail, which is wonderful. I mean, we had perfect trail, great weather. The coldest it got was only about 30 below zero, and most of the days were sunny and about 15 degrees, which is perfect for the dogs and the humans, too.
Well, it is. I'm stunned at all of this, frankly. When did you finish?
I came in yesterday, about 3 or 4 in the morning, I believe it was. I'm still a little bit in the haze, but I think that's when I came.
Well, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you yesterday, huh?
Yes, I didn't even realize that until the finish line, and somebody asked me if I had green on, and I was confused.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me, what were some of the adventures? Well, where did you place in the Iditarod? Is that an appropriate question?
Sure. I finished 27th.
Wow.
I think 62 teams started, so I was thrilled with that. I came up this year with a team that I didn't feel I had ready to be raced. And so the first half of the race, we took it really easy. I rested a lot, and I was probably in close to 50th place at the halfway point. And then the second half of the race, I had one of the fastest teams out on the trail, and the dogs just blessed me with, they ate every meal. When I, asked them to get up and it was ready to leave, they were ready to go, and we just had a beautiful run.
Well, tell us some of the stories from the trail this year.
A lot of northern lights. With this huge high-pressure system has been over Alaska, keeping the weather just gorgeous. And so with that, and then the solar activity, the northern lights, stunning. I mean, all the way across the sky, multiple colors. You camp out at night and lay in the sleeping bag, and just it was better than watching TV.
Well,
So that was one of the high points for me. Two of my lead dogs that really stepped up weigh about 40 pounds apiece. They're two little girls named Rue and Ein, and both of them, I knew they were good, and now I know they're great. Just, little power, I call them my little power packs. I put them up in lead, and they were pulling as hard as an 80-pound dog. It's exciting to watch, and we get another team in sight, and they pick up speed even more. And so that's just a couple of them. I imagine I could talk for days about the race.
Well, and that surprises me. The last time we talked, I now realize we didn't talk about the size of the dogs. That seems like a little dog to me. So you said most of them are about 80 pounds. That doesn't even seem that huge.
Actually, very few sled dogs are up to 80 pounds. Most of them are about a 55 to 65-pound range. And you're right, it's not a very big dog, but when you have 16 of them working together as a team, 16 dogs that size, I mean, they could pull your car. It's a deceiving amount of power. And it's very humbling when the dogs decide something they want to do that's different than what you want them. I mean, they kind of put you back in your place as far as how little control the human has at times.
There's a good lesson for life, isn't it?
Yes.
You mentioned the name of your dogs. I happen to have your website from Nature's Kennel pulled up in front of me. And if these names are all right, it says Banjo, Fiddle, Ein, Rue, Gus, Clark, Flint, Krister, Judge, Cupid, and Erie. That's quite a team.
That is. And one of the dogs that's in there, the little superstar female, Ein, is a neat story with her. She's named after the author Ayn Rand, and Ayn Rand wrote some books like Atlas Shrugged, and there's a new movie out being made from the book called Atlas Shrugged, Well, the Anchorage Daily News did a story on Eind, and the Ayn Rand Institute, who is set up to follow the theories and the passion of Ayn Rand, the author, contacted us after they saw that story and has offered us a ticket to go see one of the movie premieres just because we had Ayn Rand in our team. So that, we got a kick out of that.
Well, there's a, you know, it the ripple effect of all of these adventures in life, right?
Yeah, I think so, and it's something fun, and we're going to talk to them and see if we can take Ayn Rand the dog to the movie. I don't think they're going to let us, but it's worth a shot.
Well, all they can say is no. Come on.
Yeah,
you've run the
dogs are the best part of all this.
Yeah, I was going to say you've run the Iditarod. Come on. What?
Well,
you
know, in go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how many times have you run the Iditarod now? It's been a while since we've spoken. I want to make sure people are aware.
Yeah, this was my sixth finish, and it was my fastest time and best finish, and really, it was the best race I've run. Just as far as not really screwing things up for the dogs and just letting them do what they're supposed to do and me kind of standing on the back and keeping my mouth shut and just let them do their job.
And I'm sorry, we kind of talked over each other. Again, you are in Nome, Alaska. What was the thought you were introducing?
Oh, I don't remember now. We don't sleep much during the race. If I'm lucky, I get about 45-minute nap a day.
Oh, my.
So I'm still in a haze.
I'm guessing that a lot of what you're carrying is food as fuel for those dogs.
Yes. Ahead of time, over a month ahead of time, I will send up about 2,000 pounds worth of supplies. And anything I need during the race has to be sent up then. And I calculated it this year, and it was by weight, 94% of that 2,000 pounds is dog food.
Wow.
You definitely get out what you put into them, and we need the dogs to perform, so we spend a lot of money and effort to making sure they have everything they need to perform.
Well, and when we did speak the last time, we talked, and I think it's an important point to reiterate, these dogs love to run. There's nothing on this planet they would rather do than run.
That is absolutely the case. I mean, you know, whether it's 30 below and the wind is blowing or 30 above and a sunny day, they could care less. I mean, they definitely like to eat and they like love. I mean, they're a social creature like us, so they, you know, like back rubs and foot rubs and stuff like that. But what they need to do is run and run and run and run. I can guarantee I could go out to my dog lot right now, hook up those dogs that just ran close to 1,000 miles, and they would be ready to go again.
They'd be going, let's go, Dad.
I have to admit, I'm not ready to go again, but they would be.
Now, how long are you, and I spoke to Tasha for just a moment, your wife, who's up in Nome as well. How long are you there, and what's next?
There's the banquet is held Sunday, so we're going to stay through the banquet, and then Monday morning, Tasha and I and the dogs will fly back to Anchorage. And I'm going to stick around Alaska just for 2 days to do some training runs on the dogs to kind of stretch them out and get, you know, if there's any soreness that I haven't picked up on, get that worked out before we start driving home.
Well, are you going to do it again?
I would like to. This year, you know, with the economy in the Midwest down a little bit, our business partners, our sponsors were down, and so Tasha and I paid for a good portion of the race. If there's any, you know, potential businesses that want their name out there and marketed in the way we can do that for them and give them their money's worth, that would help us decide for next year. But we just can't afford to pay again how much we had to pay this year. So, yes, I want to do it. I have a great young team that I could definitely improve upon my performance, but we'll take it month by month at this point.
Well, very good. And just want to remind folks that you are from Michigan. You are from the Upper Peninsula in McMillan.
Absolutely. I wouldn't live anywhere but the Midwest. You got to love the Great Lakes.
Very good. Well, congratulations. Rest up. 27th is exceptional. Congratulations to you, and I'm thrilled that you were able to take the time to talk with me today.
Hey, thank you for having me, and hi to everybody back home.
Very good. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Ed Steelstra with Nature's Kennel Sled Dog Adventures and Iditarod Racing Team from McMillan, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.